Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we, indeed, justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now, when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, "Certainly, this man was innocent." And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned home, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things.
Good, it's good to see you. If you can't see my TV screen over there and you want to come and sit down the front here, any children, you're very welcome to. If you just want to sit or just move around, you can come and sit and see the TV screen down at the front here. That's fantastic. If parents want to join them, that's fine. Great. Those of you in that corner, we'll try and turn the TV screen around in a minute so that you can see it. But it's very good to be together on this Good Friday. Now, I want you to put your hand up if you've ever been in the Cubs or the Brownies. That includes parents as well. Oh, quite a few. Okay, quite a few. Okay, hands down, quite a few Cubs and Brownies. Let me tell you a little story. Good, yeah, that's lots of seats. You're very welcome at the front. That's great. Hi. Yeah, that's fine. Come, you can come down here as well. That's fine. Good. Brilliant. Well done. Let me tell you a little story. When I was a Cub and a Brownie, we used to sing a little song. It was a song about baked beans, and it went like this. It was a slightly silly song. You don't have to join in, but you might know it. It went like this. "Oh, you'll never get to heaven." Anyone? You know, to heaven. "In a baked bean tin, in a baked bean tin, cause a baked bean tin got baked beans in." Brilliant. Stop there. And on it goes after. "Oh, you'll never get to heaven in a baked bean." And on it went. On it. You don't have to sing that. It was a very, very silly song. It was a silly song because it's obvious that if a baked beans tin's got baked beans in, you can't get to heaven in it. It's even more obvious, even if you took the baked beans out, you still couldn't get to heaven in the baked bean tin. So it's a very silly song, as I said. But it's a silly song that has a very important question at its heart. And the question I used to wonder as I sang this silly song was, well, how do you get to heaven then? I used to wonder that. Maybe you've wondered that. Maybe you've asked yourself that question. How do I get to heaven? Maybe you've asked your mummy or your daddy one day, how do I get to heaven? Mummy or daddy, maybe you've been asked that question by your children. Children ask us good questions, don't they? And we don't always know how to answer them. Maybe you've been asked that question. Well, Easter gives us the answer to that question. It gives us the answer because the true events that we've read in the Bible about Jesus' life are all about how someone can get to heaven. And today on Good Friday, we think especially about the day that Jesus died. And we're going to think about it in two parts. We'll think for a minute about this, how most people think we get to heaven and why that would be bad. Let's think about that for a minute. How most people think we get to heaven and why that would be bad. Now, my friend Luke is just going to come up to the front. Children, you might need to let Luke to come through. And he's going to help us see some things on the screen. Most people think you get to heaven by doing some of these things. Let's see the first one, Luca. Great. Lots of people think you get to heaven by being really good, by being really kind to other people, maybe giving to charity. Some people think that. Let's have the next one. Other people think you get to heaven by keeping rules. Here's a little list of things that you do and you don't do. Most people think if you do those sorts of things, then you'll get to heaven. Let's see the third one, Luca. And then we'll turn it around for this crowd over here. Granny. That's a granny. Some people think if you help certain people, maybe if you help a granny across a road, if you help a granny across a road, then you're surely going to go to heaven if you do those sorts of things. And there's one more, Luca. What's that? Some people think that if you go to church or you go to a religious building, a temple, well, then you'll get to heaven by doing that. In other words, and Luke is going to get our next thing here and show us. In other words, lots of people think, I'm going to keep him busy. Great. In other words, lots of people think that you get to heaven by climbing up a ladder. Let's just put that ladder up, Luca. Brilliant. Thanks. And you can have a sit down now. Great. Lots of people think, in other words, heaven's up there with God. And the way that we get to heaven is by climbing up a ladder to get there. If we do all of these things, well, maybe, maybe just we'll get to heaven. That's how most people think we get there. But if that's true, I have to tell you that today would be called Bad Friday. Because, well, why Bad Friday, you might ask? Because none of us... He did die on the cross because it's Good Friday, Elliot. That's right. Let's hear the next one. That none of us even do the first of these things. None of us are good. Because good is treating God well. And none of us have even done that. All of us treat God badly. All of us push God right to the edge of all our lives. I do that. You do that. We all do that. And if today was about that, then it would be called Bad Friday. We'd say, well, there's no chance that any of us could get to heaven. That's what we'd say. We'd gather together and say, well, we've blown it again. We can never do enough. But I want us to see, before we sing, that the ladder is not Jesus' message. And we know that because, and I wonder if you'd open your Bible, if you've closed it, adults, it's on page 1065. Please open it up. I want us to see one thing. It's on page 1065. We know that the ladder isn't Jesus' message because there was a man who died on the cross next to Jesus on that day. And Jesus said to him in verse 43, can you see it? Jesus said to this man, truly I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise. But here's the thing about that man. That man had done none of these things. He'd done none of these things. He hadn't been good. In fact, he was a criminal. That's what we're told about him. He was a criminal. He had broken all of the rules. He had no time to come down and help a granny across the road or do some rules. He had no chance to do that. And yet Jesus said he'd be in heaven. He died a few minutes later. And the question is, how can that be? How can we get to heaven? If it can't be about the ladder, because this man didn't do any of these things. If it can't be about the ladder, and it's not about a baked bean tin, well, how do you get to heaven? And we'll find out in a minute. Please have a seat. So most people think we get to heaven by doing all of these things. But that would be bad news. Be bad Friday. Because none of us do good. We all push God to the edge of our lives. And so none of us will go to heaven if it depended on these things. So my new little song goes like this. You don't have to join in this time. Oh, you'll never get to heaven by being good. Because we don't love God as we should. That's my new song. You'll never get to heaven by being good. Because we don't love God as we should. Let's see the second thing though this morning. And it's how Jesus says we get to heaven and why that is good. Now what Jesus says matters, because this book says of him that in history he proved that he was God. That's why we're listening to Jesus this morning. It's a big claim. So he would know how we get to heaven. And Jesus says that we need to rely not on ourselves and being good, but on Jesus dying for us. See, we all push God to the edge of our lives, and he should push us out of heaven. But on the cross, God pushed Jesus out instead of us, so that we could come in. Now, when you're in trouble or you're in a bad way, you need rescue. And the Bible says that we're in trouble with God, that we need a rescue. I wonder if anyone just looking around can see anything that might come and rescue us. I wonder, just looking around, anything that might come and rescue us. Just pointed it. I'm looking over here. Anyone see anything? Anything? Oh, over there. Great. Those people over there can just start to see it. Fantastic. Down it comes. Great. Well, it's a rescue ring that's come down. Now, I want you to tell me, did the rescue ring come up or down? Put your hands up if you think it came up to us. Okay, put your hands up if you think it came down to us. Great. Howard, can it come all the way down? That's fantastic. That's great. And Luca, could you just carry it over for me? And Elliot and Annabelle, why don't you bring it over? That's great. Thanks, Luca. So it came down to us. Brilliant. Thank you. Can you just bring it, Elliot? Brilliant. Can you just bring it to the front? Thanks, mate. That's great. Well done. Have a seat. Terrific. Thanks, Annabelle. Cheers, Luca. Thank you. So the rescue ring, it came down to us. Now, do you see the difference between us? Between the ladder going up to God, we could never do that, but the rescue that came down to us. And Jesus came down from heaven because he loved us, to die on the cross to rescue us. See, this man next to Jesus, he knew that he couldn't get to heaven by the ladder. He didn't have any chance. And so he said to Jesus, would you open it up again, page 1065. He said to Jesus in verse 42, he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Luca, can we have the next two pictures on that? If you take these ones down. Great. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Yep. Jesus was dying on the cross, and next to him was a man. Thank you, Luca. And this man said to Jesus, remember me. In other words, he said, help me, forgive me, have mercy upon me. And Jesus said to that man, today, you'll be with me in paradise. You'll be with me in heaven. See, when the life ring comes down, you need to take hold of it for yourself and put it on. And that's what this man did on the cross. He took Jesus' offer of forgiveness to himself. And it's just the same for us. We just need to rely on Jesus, to take hold of him, to say, help me, please forgive me. And Jesus says to those who do that, you'll be with me in heaven. Do you see the difference? We can never do it by climbing up a ladder or doing those things. We just need to say, help me, forgive me. That's what this man did. May I just mention as I close, just some things that would help you to find out a little bit more. Children, young people, can I just say, on the table out there, there's something called BIG. And that's a way to find out more about what we thought about before. You could take it away and parents could stick it in the diary. Parents, can I just say something to you, adults, for just a second? It's often hard to find time to think about these things at Easter, but just outside, there's a little resource table. It's got on it a copy of Luke's account of Jesus. Probably the best thing you could do would just be to take it away and just read it for yourself. You'll find there's some other things that would help you that are coming up. A quiz, you're welcome to join us at. And just a little card in your service sheet, if that would help you just to find out a bit more about these things. But do you see this morning why this is Good Friday? It would be bad Friday if it depended on us climbing up a ladder, because none of us would get to heaven. It's Good Friday because Jesus came down to rescue us at the cross. And he says to those who say, help me, forgive me, he says to those, you'll be with me in heaven. It's Good Friday. Let's be quiet. I'll lead us in prayer, and then we'll sing. Dear Father, thank you for Good Friday. Thank you that Jesus came down to rescue us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.